Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is a portion of the Holy Gospel from the 14th chapter of St. John, verse 18, where Jesus said, "I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you." This is the word of the Lord. As I was visiting with one of our members in the hospital yesterday, a member who faced the possibility of open heart surgery, we had the opportunity to talk about the meaning of faith and how his faith meant so much to him in his life and also particularly at this rather critical time in his life when he faced the possibility of surgery. And why is that? Why was his faith such a strength for him at that time? Well, the answer is given us in the Word of God for today. Jesus said, "I will not leave you as orphans. I will not leave you desolate, but I will come to you." And it is because of this promise which our Lord makes to us, we too, as we go through life, with the normal routine duties of day-to-day living, as well as when times become very critical, we have the same kind of strength and the same kind of comfort because our Lord has said also to us, "I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you." We are not alone. Certainly would be a disaster if our Lord were to leave us all alone. Can you imagine that, what it would be like? We can't go it alone because we need the presence and the power of God in our lives. Last night, as I was watching the news, there was a feature story about a young girl, perhaps 14 years old or so, and she had been in 4 foster homes over the past year and was very eager to have a permanent home, to have a family, to have parents, because she didn't want to be alone. And even though the foster homes were not bad experiences for her, nonetheless, she wanted a home. And how much more can we see the need in our lives today for the kind of spiritual blessings that only our God can give through the promise of His Son, "I will not leave you desolate." This, of course, is where our theology means so much. Our theology is more than something we study or examine, but our theology is for life. And that's something that we as pastors, as well as students and professors, need to remember, that theology is for our life. It is intended for our life, and it needs to be part of our life so that what we share with other people, we first believe and firmly cling to ourselves, and then that theology becomes part of our life. "I will not leave you desolate," Jesus said. "I will come to you." That is a wonderful promise which He has made. And when we look at our life and realize the sin that is part of our life and the separating power of sin, we see the need even more for our Lord Jesus Christ in our life today. Sin has such a terrible power because it drives us away from God. By our sin, we turn away from God. And by our sin, we are separated from God. For that reason, we need to hear the gospel promise of our Lord Jesus Christ, who tells us, "I will not leave you desolate. I'm not going to leave you in that condition. I'm not going to leave you on your own. I'm not going to leave you to wander aimlessly." Rather, Jesus says, "I will come to you." And come to us, He did. He came into our world many years ago, took human flesh upon Himself, carried all of our sin, carried it to the cross, where there He died, so that we might have forgiveness, so that we might have newness of life, so that we might have the promise of eternity with our Lord. I will not leave you desolate, Jesus said. I will come to you. And yes, he came to us in his death and resurrection to win the victory and to give that victory to us. And now Jesus, of course, lives in us by faith, and that's the beauty of being a Christian, one of God's children. We know that the Lord Jesus Christ lives in us by faith. During this week of Pentecost, we remember the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. And now Jesus promised that the Father would send the Holy Spirit in his name. And we remember that it was the Holy Spirit who was responsible for our coming to faith in the first place. And it is the Holy Spirit working in us through word and sacrament that keeps us in Jesus Christ in the one true faith. If you ever noticed our Pentecost hymns, you will notice that they constantly talk about how the Holy Spirit leads us to faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. That's his role. That's his function. That's what he came to do, to keep us in the one true faith in Jesus Christ, that we might know the fullness of this promise, I will not leave you desolate. And of course, this is the promise that we celebrate today as we gather together for worship and for the sacrament. Celebrate the presence of Jesus Christ in our life and the special way that he feeds us with his own body and blood in this sacrament. Today he assures us of our forgiveness. And if there is anything in our life, anything that's bothering us, anything that's not right, we know that as we receive this sacrament, we receive forgiveness, life, and salvation. Of course, the Lord promises us then that we are one. We are one with him and with one another as we participate in our Lord's body and blood. We know that Christ does not leave us alone. He does not leave us as orphans, but indeed, he comes to us. What a beautiful promise this is. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. And we hear that word from our Lord that comes to us today, that great and glorious promise that Jesus fulfills for us, I will come to you. And that means that we are never, never alone. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.